Last time on Left Behind.
You're not going to Buffer, Natalie.
What?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, Buck, you like fireworks?
I'm gonna say yes.
Zeke, get out here! Give me a hand with these boxes!
David?
What? Oh, no.
Hey, boys, if you can hear me! I get as far away from that gas station as I could!
Zeke, how much longer on that timer?
Plenty of time. Should be at least another...
Whoa!
Based on The Mark, the eighth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 89 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Yeah?
Good morning, Ray. It's me. I'm awake. I'm up. I'm starved.
What time is it?
Oh, come on. I want to get going. How about it?
Oh, I'm asleep. I'm in bed, and I'm not hungry.
Come on.
Plus, you're way too chipper for this time of day. Goodbye.
Ray!
We can't get to the safe house before dark anyway.
Okay.
There's no sense leaving for... Oh. A while.
Oh, remember? Rayford, I feel as free as I have been in years, and I've got you to thank for it. Now, come on, how about some breakfast?
You know we can't go out in public.
Oh, do you really think you're going to get back to sleep now?
Back? I never woke up.
Oh, come on, seriously.
No, I probably won't.
Okay.
Someone in the next room is up banging around anyway.
And I will keep banging until I get... Company
all
for
right.
Breakfast.
Dead girl, give me 20 minutes.
I'll be outside your door in 15.
Then you'll be waiting 5.
Oh, Ray! Ray, let me see. Yes, I can see yours. That means you can see mine, right? Can you?
Patty, what in the world?
My forehead. Do you see it, Ray? What? Do you see it?
Patty? Patty! I can't believe it!
Does mine look like yours?
Oh, how would I know? We can't see our own, but yours looks like everything else. Oh, man, this is worth waking Albie for.
Is he decent?
He was when I left.
Okay, then let me. Albie! Albie, wake up, sleepyhead! Oh, come on! Albie! The day is young! Wake up!
When? What is wrong?
Nothing will ever be wrong again. Come on, sleepyhead, open your eyes! Open your eyes!
Are we under attack?
Leah, everything okay? I heard you talking with someone.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Just finished talking to Ming Toy in Brussels.
Oh, well, what's up?
She's back at Buffer and frantic about her parents and her brother Chang. She and Chang are the only believers in her family.
Where are they?
New Babylon. Her father wants Chang to find a position with the GC. I told her we'd help any way we can.
Oh, maybe David can intervene then.
That's what I suggested, but she hasn't been able to get in touch with him. How about Chloe?
She was on the computer till late. I guess Doc's next letter is really something.
She told me about the push for pilots and drivers to come to Israel. Wonder if I could do something like that. The driver part, at least.
Well, talk to Ray. He's the one making up the assignments.
I will.
Kemba, is that you?
No, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah, Doc.
I heard you talking with Miss Rose?
Leah, yes.
Yes, she tells me she can remove the virus when I'm ready. Well, I am more than ready. I want to speak clearly again.
Okay, easy. How are you doing otherwise?
I am an old man. I've survived a plane crash. I should complain.
So how are the studies going?
Ah, there are times when the scriptures are like an ugly mirror to me, showing me my bankrupt soul. But then I rejoice at redemption, my redemption. The story of God, it is all coming alive before my eyes.
You're remembering to eat, right?
All these questions, Cameron. You'd make a very good Jewish mother.
I'll take that as a compliment. It's just so great to have you here.
Thank you, Cameron. Oh, last night, Chion said he wanted to catch up with you. Did he find you yet?
No. No, I'll go right up.
Cameron, is that you?
Right here, Doc.
Look what Master Zeke did for me. These two laptops are networked to my main system. No more switching back and forth between programs. Bibles on one, commentaries on the other, and I am writing in the middle.
Well, don't let me slow you down.
No. Come in for a moment. Sit, please. First, tell me, what news from our brothers and sisters in the field?
Well, we know little. Nothing from David Hasid since the resurrection. Except secondhand through Rayford.
And what did you hear?
Only that Ray and Albie had trouble reaching him. They needed him to help him in a scheme to get Hattie Durham back from the GC. And at the last minute, he must have seen their messages because the stuff they needed came through. She's safe.
Praise the Lord. She is coming back to us then?
Tonight. We expect Ray, Albie, and Hattie after dark.
I will pray for their safety. And we must continue to pray for her, of course.
Boy. If ever there seemed a lost cause.
Lost cause? Cameron, you and I were lost causes. All of us were.
Well,
now, who was a less likely candidate than Chaim? Don't give up on Miss Durham. With God, all things are possible. For example, how much do you know about this young man you brought home last night?
Who's Zeke? Oh, he's an interesting one.
Well, clearly, this was not a church-going boy. He is so delightful, so bright, energetic, uneducated. But what a gentle spirit. What a servant's heart. And what a mind.
And he has a knack for bringing a smile to your face. Good addition to the group, I'd say. Now, you said you needed my help?
As you can see, I have written many pages. I would like a first impression. Could you gather the others for me?
You got it. All right, Doc. We're ready.
It's really an honor to be able to read this, Joan.
It feels like so long since I communicated with the saints.
Have we really reached 1 billion in contacts?
Yes.
Sion, I was really moved by this section about how you interpreted scripture.
Yes, for centuries, scholars have been puzzled about the mysterious prophetic passages. I was puzzled myself. Yet, when I began to examine the passages with an open mind and heart, it was as if God revealed something to me that freed my intellect.
Can you explain?
From my academic approach, I knew that nearly 30% of the Bible, Old and New Testaments together, consisted of prophetic passages. The messianic prophecies were fairly straightforward, and in time I believed Jesus fulfilled them perfectly. But I prayed earnestly that God would reveal the key to the rest of the prophecy. And the breakthrough came when God impressed upon me to take the words as literally as I took any others from the Bible. Unless the context or the wording itself indicated otherwise.
So you read everything literally?
I'll give you an example. When I read, love your neighbor as yourself, or do unto others as you would have them do unto you, I take it literally. Then I read a verse which says, John the Revelator saw a pale horse. Now, I understand a horse has a figurative meaning, and yet the Bible said that John saw it. I took that literally, along with all the other prophetic statements, unless they use phrases such as like unto or others that made it clear they were symbolic. That is how I knew the great seal judgments and trumpet judgments were coming, how I was able to interpret what form they might take, and even in what sequence they would occur. That is how I know that the bowl judgments are yet to come.
Bowl judgments?
We have turned a corner. Every prophecy in the Bible has so far come to pass. It is time to speak forthrightly about the world system as we have never spoken before.
You're talking about Nikolai.
Here is what I have written. Nikolai Carpathia, the so-called excellency and supreme potentate of the global community, is both anti-Christian and antichrist himself. And the Bible says the resurrected antichrist is literally indwelt by Satan himself. Leon Fortunato, who had an image of Antichrist erected and now forces one and all to worship it, is Antichrist's false prophet. As the Bible predicted, he has power to give utterance to the image and to call down fire from heaven to destroy those who refuse to worship it. My friends, if we were enemies of Nikolai Carpathia before this message, imagine what will happen now.
What about what's coming next? And do you know that for sure?
Listen to this. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. It won't be long before everyone will be forced to bow the knee to Carpathia or his image, to bear his name or number on their forehead or right hand, or face the consequences.
Beheading.
Exactly.
Oh.
And many millions will be required to give their lives in that way.
I don't know if I'd have the courage.
I, too, have had that same thought. But let me reassure you. The God who calls you to the ultimate sacrifice will also give you the power to endure it.
So if anybody gets the mark, that's it? They can't receive salvation?
It is a once-for-all decision. One that will forever condemn the person to eternity without God. My friends, we are entering the bloodiest season in the history of the world. Those who take the mark of the beast will suffer affliction at the hand of God. Those who refuse it will be martyred for his blessed cause. Never has the choice been so clear.
Reverend, I have to get used to the new title.
I admit I answer more readily to Supreme Commander, but I assure you, sir, it is an honor to serve my lord and king in any capacity.
That you will be rewarded for your devotion. I want you to schedule a meeting with all my top advisors. Hickman, Moon, yourself, of course.
Consider it done.
I want daily updates on our progress.
In regards to...
For you, the loyalty mark, Jerusalem, my plans there, religion...
Yes, of course, Your Excellency.
Fine.
Excuse me, sir.
Of course.
This is from Director Moon. Yes. Right now? I'm with His Excellency now. Yes. Thank you, Director.
What could be so important that
the rebels... I should say the rebel is at it again, sir.
What?
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
well.
There are countless lost souls in need of saving,
Rabbi.
And we have the truth. We are the army of God, with a massive...
The army of God, indeed. Time. You serve an impotent God, my friend. I thought we had pinpointed the location of this blasphemer.
I'm not sure what went wrong, Excellency. The report said our officers were closing in, and for some reason there was a delay.
Incompetent fools!
Would you like me to turn this off, sir?
No! No! Let it go!
I can start the message from the beginning.
Just shut up!
Greatest evidence of this.
Reverend.
But the Bible also says,
yes,
God,
Your Excellency,
is holy, and it is not in his nature to allow sin to go unpunished or unpaid for. We are engaged in a great worldwide battle with Satan himself for the souls of men and women.
Yeah, at least you know your enemy.
Scripture is clear about what comes next in the prophetic timetable. The ceremonial desecration of the temple in Jerusalem by Antichrist himself.
So, our itinerary has already been set.
We'll cringe to know that this desecration shall include the sacrificing of a pig on the sacred altar.
A wonderful idea. Would you not agree, Reverend?
Sir,
the pig! It will be such a nice touch to our Jewish friends.
And you have been deceived by the lies of Nikolai Carpathia. Perhaps your mind will be changed when he breaks his covenant with Israel and withdraws his guarantee of her safety. But he shows
Such
no favoritism.
Strong words,
besides
my enemy.
Jews, he will slaughter believers in Jesus. If this does not happen, label me a mad heretic and look elsewhere for hope. Yes, I said hope. You may rest assured that if you are a believer and have placed your hope and trust in the work of Jesus Christ alone, your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it can never be erased.
Never be erased.
Until we meet again. May he bless you and keep you. And make his face to shine upon you and give you peace.
So, it is peace you offer.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Your Excellency.
No, no. It was very instructive. Ben Judah and his followers are about to discover that I, too, keep my promises. Have Director Moon see me immediately.
Actually, I think my Bible's packed away somewhere in the safe house.
Oh, tell you what. I need to spell Albie at the controls. Maybe he has one he can bring back.
Okay, good.
Excuse me. Albie, let me give you a break. I'll take it the rest of the way.
You're giving me a break? Or I am giving you one?
She can talk. But it's good stuff. We have waited a long time for her to come around.
Very good, Captain.
Albie, you have felt that hunger for God, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. From the moment I became a believer in Christ.
I don't know if that's what I have yet, but I sure am curious. Do you have a Bible I could read?
My laptop has one on the hard drive.
Oh,
here.
Good. Okay.
Click on the book icon in the left-hand corner.
Got it. Okay. You know, Rayford and the others always wanted to get me interested in this stuff. Now I just can't get enough.
Your friends will be very happy for you.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Albie, it's going to be tough enough for me to understand the Bible.
What do you mean?
Well, what is this? Farsi?
I am sorry, I forgot. It is my native language.
Well, I guess I'll just have to wait.
You'll have something to look forward to.
Yeah?
Mr. Barry?
That's me.
Where are you?
About an hour out of Kankakee. We okay?
Yeah, you're good. So you're maintaining my anonymity with the dearly departed?
I am indeed. I'm assuming we're on a secure connection?
Absolutely.
Then I'm happy to tell you that she has come back from the dead, both physically and spiritually. Did you catch that?
I'm speechless, and that's a new one for me. Are you serious?
Roger.
Wow. Better still keep my confidence, but pass along my best, and a big welcome to the family.
Will do.
Oh, I have good news for you, too.
Oh?
I reported to the brass the unfortunate incident in the detention area, and they said to just dispose of the body and send in the paperwork.
The GC pretended she was dead once, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. She must be the woman with 9 lives.
Well, 3 anyway. And now she has all she needs.
Amen, and Roger that. Well, keep in touch, will you?
We'll sure try.
Kankakee, this is GC 7 November Bravo, out of 10 for 6 with information Delta.
7 November Bravo, clear to land 9 right, wind 040-12.
Roger, clear to land. Thank you, sir. This is Commander Elbaz, over.
Yes, Commander, go ahead.
We're carrying a body we'll need to load onto my chopper.
We have no extra personnel to help with that, Commander.
And just as well, we're not totally sure of the cause of death or any potential contagion. Negative, Kankakee. The paperwork has been filed with International.
7 November Bravo, consider yourselves processed. Also, sir, a shipment arrived for you from New Babylon.
A shipment?
Have the skid. Manifest says 214 pounds, marked top secret.
Can it be delivered to the chopper?
We'll see what we can do. Anything we need to know about it?
Yes, whatever you do, do not expose it to open flame, and by all means, don't drop it.
Why, what's in it?
I have no idea, but I now doubt they'll be tempted to open it.
Keep the sheet over your head and stay as still as you can. We're almost to the chopper.
Is there anyone around?
No, just keep quiet.
I need a new identity, Ray. This is really getting old.
Shut up or I drop you.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Hmm? You are going to get us busted.
Sorry. Couldn't resist. Okay. Put that end up there. Push from here. Stay out of sight until we're airborne.
All right, already.
And don't talk.
Oh, so many demands.
Is the shipment loaded?
Right here. Take a look.
Spray paint. Good thing I didn't drop it.
What in the world are you two doing?
Just clearing the trapdoor so Rayford can eject you if you don't behave.
You're what?
All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for letting us know. Bye.
Who was it?
It was Mac.
What's the matter? Is David okay?
Cameron, tell us.
Another martyr.
Oh, no. Who?
They found Annie's body. Oh, it sounds like she didn't suffer, though.
Poor girl. She's in heaven. Poor David.
Let us pray. Oh, God. We did not meet our dear sister Annie, but we commend her to you now. And for David, we pray your strength, your peace, your comfort.
How are we doing?
The nurses all use the collective we, don't they?
We're trained in it.
Physically, I feel 100% better, ready to leave.
You'll still have to take it easy.
I've got a desk job, Hannah.
You also have a ton of stuff to do in a short period of time.
I wouldn't feel like doing it anyway.
Do it for Annie.
Yeah.
I know your heart is broken, but if you wait for that pain to go away before doing what you have to do, it'll be time to get out of here.
I know.
You're going to be okay. Just knowing you a little makes me certain.
Look, I know you're trying to help.
I've been thinking. When I was in high school, I was a veterinarian's aide.
I'm expecting some joke about me as a patient?
No jokes. It's just that one of the things our office offered was the injection of biochips into pets so they could always be found and identified.
I'm listening.
So, I'm sort of an expert in that.
I guess I'm still too medicated. What am I missing here?
Aren't they going to need to train people in how to do this? Send experts into the field to supervise?
What, you want a letter of recommendation?
I'm looking for a way we can all get out of here without making it obvious why we left. You want to be among Carpathia's top 10 most wanted?
Of course not.
So get in there with Viv Ivins and offer the services of your pilots and even a nurse you know who has some background in this stuff. Get us sent somewhere to get the ball rolling. You're the one with the creativity. I'm just shooting wild here.
Okay, keep going. I'm listening.
You get us all on the same plane. Mm-hmm. Crash it somewhere, like the middle of the ocean, where it would be more trouble than it's worth to confirm we're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
We hook up with the rest of your friends, and we're not constantly looking over our shoulders for GC.
Because of the crash. Yeah, I like it.
You're not just saying that?
I wouldn't. It's a stroke of genius.
Well, it's just a thought.
It's a great thought. Let me run it past Mac and Abdullah. They're good at finding holes in schemes. And
I already did.
Hmm?
They liked it too.
Hey, anything left for me to do, or can you keep everybody in the palace healthy and do my job?
I was just trying to help.
And you did.
But we both know I can't do your job. Nobody can. So I mean it when I say you have to channel your grief into productivity and do it for Annie.
Hmm.
Look what you've done here. And it doesn't have to fizzle when we all leave. You need to figure out a way to keep it going.
Yeah. And do it within 30 days.
Exactly.
Because I'm guessing it's a lot tougher to figure stuff out when your head's no longer attached to your neck.
That would be my guess.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Mark by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Witt, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.